Hi, my name's Rhonda Simpson, and I am a personal banker. I worked in many customer service-oriented jobs before I started working for a bank, and I think they provided me with valuable experience. I left school and was working as a checkout operator in a supermarket. Then I started working in a restaurant. I then left the food industry and started working as a bank teller. I was working as a teller for about 12 months before I moved up to the next level. After 9 months, I moved into a personal banker role. I have been in my current position for just over a year. I enjoy working as a personal banker. The best part of the job is meeting people. My customers range from 18-year-olds to 80-year-olds, and they come from a wide range of backgrounds. You can end up making quite good friends with them because you don't really think of them as customers if you see them every week or you're on the phone to them regularly. An important part of my role is maintaining relationships with my customers. We have a number of clients we have to contact every 3 months to see if they're happy with their banking and if they need anything else. In this role, you've got more on your shoulders because you're dealing with people buying homes, so you've got to make sure you give them the correct information. I like making the customer happy. A lot of people come in and they think they can't buy a house because they don't have enough funds. But when you analyze their financial situation, they can. It's also good helping people that are going through financial difficulties. There are lots of opportunities open to bank employees. They don't want you to be a teller forever. They help you get to the next level when you show you can learn things quickly. Once you start working in a bank, there are so many areas you can get into: marketing, insurance, information technology, or you can stay in the branch. Personally, my favorite is staff training.